Blog Talk Radio.
You say I'm tripping, bullshit. You're the one to make me do shit. You're the one to make me feel it. The feeling of stupid. I was in your corner when you were putting me through shit. Now you wanna leave. No, you leaving me was foolish. You left me this scar on my heart. And I left you a brand new car. How nice of you, the price of true love. So what more can I say? You make me this way. What more can I say? You make me this way.
All of these excuses, say I'm the one that made you ruthless. Well, you're the reason I'm crazy, and with you I feel useless. I let you have it, you took me for granted. Always wanna play the victim when they don't know the truth is you left me this far on my heart when I never take it that far. Why would you say that it was true love? If true love is absolute, what more can I say? You make me this way.
just hallucinating. Cause you're not here. Hallucination. Losing my concentration. Hearing your voice in my head. Seeing you when you are there.
goodness, my goodness, I'm in a mood. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Zone. And you are on Epiphany Radio. And I am your host, La Perla Negra, joined by my sexy diva, Ms. VIP. How you doing, diva?
Hello, diva. I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm ready tonight. This question, everybody is coming in my inbox. They've been coming on my page talking about this topic right here has provoked some, it's thought-provoking, basically. And I'm like, okay. And they say they can't wait to get on here and talk about it, so that's a good thing. That is definitely a good thing.
Oh, yes, it is.
Attention. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links, diva. You got yours?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I always wear, well, I have a favorite, I have a couple favorites that I wear all the time. The only time I take them off really is to wash up. But I put them right back on along with my jade because they just feel
so good.
Tonight's topic, ladies and gentlemen, is we want to know, when you break up, okay, and your ex calls you and says that they want closure, they want to talk to you again, do you see that as entrapment or actually closure? Personally, I consider the word closure for getting some kind of, I don't know, satisfaction in the last bit of the relationship. I consider it a bullshit word. It is entrapment to me. You want some closure? You close my bra. I got some closure for you here. Close my bra. But I'm sitting there. I don't like that word closure because it just, you know, people know how to play mind games with you. They know how to manipulate you, especially when, you know, just because you broke up with somebody, that doesn't mean that the love is gone. It just means that you've either exhausted all your possibilities and you just can't do it anymore, or they did something to break you. You know, but that doesn't mean the love is gone. And when they come at you with that, I just, no, I need some closure. I want to talk. I need to see you. We can talk over the phone. You don't need to see me. No, I need you here. No. And I'm speaking from experience, okay, from past relationships.
I know that's
funny. Okay, no, you don't need me there. I do. I need closure. No, you don't. No, you don't.
And
you
what
got
closure
your closure
you
when
want?
I walked. When I walked, that was your closure, when I closed the door behind me because you didn't appreciate me. You couldn't understand, and you couldn't
exactly
see
right.
the level of love that I was giving to you.
I know that's right.
What about you, Eva?
You know what? I'm like you. It's a trap. But, you know, dummy me, I fell for the okey-doke just one time. Well, I need to see you. We need to talk. We don't need to talk about Jack. Yes, we do.
You want to talk to you.
You
want to talk to your thighs.
You know, I know, right? So I just need to talk. Well, okay, talk. We could talk right here, right now over this phone, just like you said. And then one piece of me was like, this be your last time to travel, girl. Go ahead. And it was total entrapment, total. Because,
absolutely.
You know, we started talking, and it was like, I swear, you know, I'm a change, and things are going to be different from now on in, and I promise, you promised me the moon and the stars, and all I got was a blade of grass. I'm like, yeah, okay. So that's how I knew. So, and you know how it is. You never miss the water until the well runs dry. So there you have that, too.
Absolutely.
Yes, girl.
Absolutely, girl. It's a mess. You know, before we go any further, I want to give a shout-out and a thanks to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox. Without him, there would be no us. So thank you, Dom.
That's true.
I see you listening. I see you listening.
My bad.
Oh, girl. Yes. So, I know we were talking earlier, in box about our pieces, but you sure you don't want to go first?
No way. I think I will, because there is no way, no way I can follow you. Diva,
oh, wow.
Your piece is fine.
So good. Oh, thank you, baby. All right, well, Diva, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece, I named it something, but then I'm gonna leave it untitled. Right, here we go. You opened my heart, made me believe in love again, but you let me down like a slip. You had me thinking we were joined at the hip. You gave me flowers, wouldn't let me touch a door. You showed me how a queen should be treated. No one has ever treated me this way. That's when I let you in, start to shine. I end up feeling defeated, mad at myself for another mistake repeated. I came back because you asked for an explanation. Then one of the final sessions. You tried to call it closure, but pardon my French, to hell with you. I would say fuck you, but what's fucked up is me. I lost again thinking I and you was we. Cool. But I know my worth, and I still have my integrity. I thought I needed closure, but that is so overrated. I thought my mistake. You turned out to be a rake. So I'll pass this way only once. You turned out to be the dunce, believing I'd go for you seeing another. Trust and believe you, I'll no longer bother. My heart was broken. Words of love from you were never spoken. The last time you see me, I was walking out the door. We were done. Love doesn't live here anymore. That's that piece.
You know, it's something about, I love your piece, but it's something about the way that you end your pieces. It's like, I'm trying to picture a particular guy that you, and you're standing there, you telling him this, you know, you got your hand on your hip and like, listen, okay, you know, you move your head back and forth, you're like, you know, your loss, honey. You assert so much strength in your pieces, girl. And you talk about my pieces? That was awesome. That was totally
Thank
awesome.
You.
Ooh. But
well,
baby, right.
It is your turn.
I'm gonna try.
I'm so ready. So please, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I call this, I've proven my womanhood. Oh, so now you want to talk. After all my begging and pleading for you to just listen, now you say you understand what complete acceptance is? Come on, man. I really don't care now to have those special moments we were supposed to create. I know I said my shoulder would always be there to comfort your head from the weight of heartache, and it was. My ears would never close or deafen to your issues. And they never did. My body belonged to you. I never strayed. For you is what it craved. And my love is still unconditional, but as with any vessel that's overfilled past its capacity of weight, I couldn't carry you anymore. Thou begin to break. Why didn't you listen to me? Why is it you overlooked everything I needed you to see instead of looking it over? You told me I was your everything, leaving me home while you ran and played, telling me to rid myself of jealousy when I call, not thinking for one second, perhaps she's afraid afraid of some harm coming to you because of the type of job you do. I just wanted to hear your voice. All the sleepless nights because your ego couldn't remember where you stayed until daybreak. You never noticed my heart breaking each time because it carried on and didn't fuss then. Still to your needs, I tend. All while listening to the lies of how you spent those nights. So now, I'm not coming back. Fuck your closure. I know it's a trap. Just because something can be done doesn't mean it should. So just because your woman is strong doesn't mean you should test her strength. I'm done. I've proven my womanhood. And that's that piece.
I'm going to just say this one more time. Drop my mic.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I'm telling you.
Thank you.
But you know what? That is a piece. That's a piece that shows that you've been through some bullish. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious.
Yeah.
It was truly, truly amazing. And, you know, we go through. And
yep.
That's just, we really do. And, you know, sometimes when I think that someone will be different, then it turns out they aren't, I just shut it down. I don't even think, and I start thinking that it's never going to be possible for me to experience what I like or what I want to have. And ooh-wee, that was a hell of a piece.
Thank you. You know what, to reiterate, whenever I've gotten into a relationship, I always knew that they were different, but it's the same bullshit that came with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they didn't have any different qualities. Everybody has their own individual unique qualities about them. But it's the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same old merry-go-round. And I always found myself with the short end of the stick because of the kind of person that I am, the kind of woman that I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've always given my all in the relationship because I don't know any other way, for one. I don't know how to treat a man like shit. I don't know how to talk down to him. But with me being that way and being their friend as well, it was just taken for granted. It's like I can talk to my baby about anything. You know, it don't matter what I go out here and do, fuck around, whatever. And they could come in. The thing is, they never took into consideration my heart, my feelings.
Right.
You know, it toughened my skin over the years. You better believe that, though. Especially with my husband, honey. I got Teflon. Man, you know, my heart, but you know what? My heart is still the same, but I'm very, very guarded because I don't want to deal with that pain again. And it's not saying that pain won't come again, but I'm better prepared for it now.
Exactly.
And my thing is, this is why I stress to people, please become friends with your potential lovers, your potential mates. Be friends with them first. Get to know them. You know, build that friendship first before you start playing house and all this shit and fantasizing about marriage and all. Oh, we're going to be like this? No, motherfucker, excuse me.
Lord knows.
Can we talk? Let's talk first. Let me see what you like and dislike, Bob. Let me see what makes you laugh. Let's see if we can sit back and talk shit about people together and laugh. You know, just sit, whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just enjoy life. What's your likes and dislikes? I want to know all of that first. And I want to be able to joke with you. I want to be able to have a serious conversation with you. I want to know if we can disagree and then come to some kind of, you know, middle ground on it and keep the relationship going, you know, not be so quick to cut each other off. I need to know this person, and you never truly know a person 100% because you don't know what's going on in your head. every second of the day. But you do get some kind of insight, and that makes into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But enough about
I
me
do.
And my crap. You know, I'm a chatterbox. I can go on it, you know. And, yo, whoever comes, they better believe in God, I'm trying to tell you, because I'm a very spiritual person. I ain't playing with it.
I know that's right.
Okay? Yeah, I don't want to hear that. Well, I don't know about God, but I know it's a higher power. Yeah, call him what you will, as long as you recognize what it is. Don't play with it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm his baby.
Exactly.
Trust
right.
me. Addie,
right.
How about we open up this first microphone and see what's going on? We got us a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer.
Oh,
hello. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, ladies. How are y'all doing?
Oh, well, yeah, well, pretty awesome.
La Perla Negra, how the queen's doing this evening?
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. How are you?
Fantastic. Yes, indeed.
Awesome.
This is great to hear your voice, y'all. I'm a fan. This is, man, this voice right here.
Yeah. Yes, I'm here. I'm you know, likewise, I'm a fan of yours as well. So, hey, you know, feeling was definitely mutual.
Yeah, I love lava. I'm lava. Now, I want to ask you this question. Your ex calling you back and saying that they want closure, what do you consider that? That word, do you consider it to be entrapment?
The closure part was when we broke up. That was the closure right there. So, you know, if you call them for something else, then, you know, all depends on what happened. You know, discussion is up on the table, but that's not closure. That's just, closure is the breakup part. You know, you broke up, that's the closure. Over, done.
Absolutely.
Now, if you want to talk about it. We already made the final step, so what's to talk about? You know, that closure part is before you make that final step. That's where the closure comes in. Afterwards, that's not closure. You know, unless there's a dead body and we're trying to find a killer. Yeah, that's closure.
Nope.
I'm trying to get it, but other than that, no.
No, he didn't. I feel you on that
yeah,
one. Oh, my goodness.
I feel you on that one. Yeah, that was up. Okay. My body. Lord, see, I was getting ready to get off into something else. I'm not going to do that. But now,
yes.
Mr. Mind Dancer, I remember you told me I could address you as that. What did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I think I have something along those lines of what you're speaking, so I'm going to go ahead and let me clear my throat. Excuse me.
Well, while you do that, the mic is yours.
Okay. There's no title, so let's go. 17, maybe 18, all I know was a while back. And while black times were upon me, I would have called her sunshine, the grind of a lifetime. In the absence of that lifeline, I wasn't worried about who was seeing me. What sunshine's aura did for me? Hoo-wee! She would cook, clean, and her look deemed her wanted. Neighborhood bicycle. I was on it, riding high. Was I going through a phase? So I could sow in some wild oats. Hey, wait a minute, yo. Was she? Could she really be a? Nah, no way, no how. Until I had to wait for my turn in the corral. I'll never forget that unfaithful day. A play like me having to wait? Wait. Shit. You better bet, and I wasn't late. We smoked and we drank the spoils of war. Was I fooled into the art of mentalization? What a sensation for one thought insatiable. It pays to be a maintenance man to fix broken tables. Was I in a stable or a state of I'm able? Last time we kicked it, I was on 5-0's radar. The love we had, but I could never be a day star. We played far into the night, and if it was cards, and it was cards, if I remember. Right. We did play cards. We played crazy eights. Every now and then we get in some spades, but our trade, this business, I witnessed firsthand. One member was actually missing a hand. Special duty, booty brother. Shine was juicy like no other. Shit, I even got tight with her mother. I did things for her and played my part quite polished. There were no courses for horses in this underground college. But the level of confidence she produced, that knowledge led me out of state. That knowledge had to marinate. Breakfast in bed and marmalade had Texas play out. That whole heal my soul thing got sold out. Started feeling that my feeling was doubt. And my partner married a stripper. Yeah, ass out. 17, maybe 18 years later, I met her again. She was still rocking that sunshine grin. Black lip liner with the color filled in, a little bit heavier, a little less thin. She giggly asked me if she could get it in again. That instant rush of blood can't cloud my emotions. I was thinking, no way, no how. Vocally, I said, when? We rocked it. We kicked it. All that living on the fringes, all the darkness within these lines. Hell yes, I'd do sunshine one more time. She was always reciprocal, role player extraordinaire. She wore her hair conservatively. She was rocking 44 double D's. Some loves are breakups. Some loves were just a quest. She was not my first and she was not the rest. But when the teacher asked you to rock with them, 17, maybe 18 years later, I met her again. I should end it here, reminded in all of her cliffs. I'm not even a breast man. That's how deep she is. My brother actually tried to kill her. He was on the news and everything. I was just trying to thrill her. Her touch is heavenly. It was all about the legs for me. All breasts and some ass. Some ass, man, are you hitting that? Some got mad because I wasn't hitting back. But in answer to this query, this question of passing relations, inquisitions of if I still hit them, a loner with a boner is a hard thing to swallow. She tried. I was living with a stripper. She didn't trip. She tried. That go-to when we go through regular life. We were party people of the night. I was Billy Ocean in the love zone. She'd take the elevator. I took 7 flights of stairs, fighting stairs. Brother is wondering who this nigga here. Nigga here is where the fuck is. I'm just an employee. But if she employed me to hit it again, the answer is in peace.
Damn.
Yo.
Oh my goodness.
Wait a minute.
Yo. Hold on.
You said special duty booty brother. Really?
Hey.
Hold on. Now, you know what? You took me way back. You took me way back when you said still rocking that sunshine grin. And you described the lip liner with the lip gloss. That used to be my thing. Okay, that used to be. I used to go through
lip liner
a trendy
with the color field and
thing. Oh, yeah. I used to go through a trendy thing, you know, only if it looked good on me. If I could make it look good,
yeah.
Look good on me, I would fall into that trendy thing. But not for long, because I was still like one of those kids. I don't know, was it the Electric Factory or Sesame Street? Say, one of these kids is doing their own thing. One of these kids is not the same. That's me.
God.
I was one of them kids. I was always in the corner doing my own thing. Yeah. I never really liked to. I was never a follower. So, yeah, you took me back when you said that. And then you said, she's not my first and she's not the rest. Damn, so, no. Okay.
No, no.
Okay.
No.
In peace.
The
yes.
Part was
Diva.
In peace. Like she asked it one more time, and you said, in peace. I said, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That
yes.
Was
all right. We'll get some snap
so
for that. Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, got
smashed. Yes, you did. Appreciate it,
y'all. Yo, thank you for calling. Thank you for that piece. We're going to set you over in the Love Lounge. Now,
cool.
I got some wine over there. You know, you sit back. I'm going to send some company over there, but just be patient. So, you know, you can holler at the bartender. She needs some company. She's been waiting for some company. She's been walking up and down the bar, just wiping it down because she's kind of bored. So I'm going over there and give her some conversation. She's a nice girl. You might like her.
All right, cool.
Her name
cool.
is her
that?
Name.
That's that.
Her name is Kalinda. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Whoa.
All right. Thank you for calling in. One love, one bite.
One love, one bite.
Yo, he gonna come in here and just set the mic on fire. I got to look.
Okay. Oh my God.
Speaking of setting the mic on fire, here comes trouble. Is you ready, Diva?
I'm ready. I'm ready for him.
All right. Here we go. Hey, poetic. How you doing? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey.
Hey.
VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. First off, fire pieces, you two. Hey, Danielle. Miss VIP, I see why you didn't want to follow Danielle's piece, that thing.
I know, right? Ooh, thank you.
Listen. She was throwing shots, and then she finished it strong.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Show her female strength. Huh. What?
Mm-hmm.
As she got finished, I seen her flicking her locks back like, huh.
Oh, you saw that, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw that. Definitely.
Oh,
and Joda verbal, my goodness, bro. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah,
bro, he had so many lines in that piece. I was sitting here like, oh,
right,
and another one, oh,
I know, right,
that special duty booty, brother,
right, and then he ended it with a cliffhanger, bruh.
Yep.
Yes.
Got me right there.
Okay.
Man. Y'all on fire. Man, this topic is something else.
The topic.
Yes. Now, D, do you want to ask him the question? Even though he knows the topic, you still got to ask the question.
You know what, Van? If I said, baby, I need closure. I need to see you this one more time. What would you say?
I mean, if you're going to talk to me like that, I'm like, okay, even though I know it's a trap. Be like, okay, all right. Okay, I'm coming. Now too late. It's not too late right now, is it? It's not too late right now. I definitely would like to have this closure conversation that you'd like to talk about. Just keep in mind, you wanted this closure, right? But in all seriousness, like Joda Verbal Mind Dancer said, I'm in total agreement. Once it ended, there is no need for closure. It's over. It's done. The closure was when either I walked away or you walked away. And especially if you walked away, ain't no chance in hell I'm coming to talk about anything regarding us.
Not in hell, huh?
In hell. No, not just hell, but in hell.
Hell.
I do feel like it's a trap, man. And you know, this is why, for this reason, this is why you got exes still hanging around, and you'd be like, your ex still around? What the hell y'all got to talk about? That relationship is dead. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't got to get
together. That shit has failed a long time ago.
Yeah, you and I have friends, and we together now, and we got this going on. So don't tell me about we good friends, because I know what good friends do, especially if we've all been in a relationship together. So please spare me and miss me with that BS. I'm sorry.
Okay.
None of me and my exes have conversations on the phone like every day, every other day, every 3-4 days, texting. No. No. We got kids together. We ain't got nothing to talk about. We got nothing to talk about. I'm sorry. No.
I understand. Believe me. I'm the same way. I'm like, No. Hell no. I don't even answer the calls or the texts. I'll be like, yeah, all right, whatever.
And depending on who it is, I see the number, I'm like, oh, hell, what the hell is she want? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why
that's what I'm talking
calling?
About. Nope.
Why is you calling?
Nah.
For what?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not coming to see you. No, just because I'm divorced and I'm single now, we can't get back together. No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Yep.
Forward. No.
So Van is like, no, baby, no, baby, no.
Absolutely.
I'm right.
None of that.
No.
Come on, finish that.
They
no. But no. This is actually a great topic. I don't know who thought of this topic, but this is actually a great topic. It had me write a piece from a different perspective.
What you call me? Troublemaker.
Really?
What did you say?
Oh, I said that was
your troublemaker. I'm like, wait. My bad. Okay.
What's that old saying? A hit dog will holler.
Ooh.
You know what? Whatever. I got to get me some new Bluetooth because I ain't hearing clear on these things. That ain't right.
This is a very challenging topic. I love it.
Thank you. Now, before you get into your piece, can you please give us the lineup for the week on Pippin?
Oh, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, for the Get Down tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And guess what? It is the first ever Get Down Limelight Poetry Awards. Open mic, come spit your piece. There's an award for everybody. We can't wait to hear what y'all got. Friday night, y'all, is the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, Poetic Therapy, y'all, with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. He Just Won't Stop Moving, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is the Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, La Perla Negra, essentially Janice, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Tuesday night, y'all, oh my goodness, it's a menage a trois, Honey Drippers with Javi.
Oh, my.
You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. And then we'll be right back in another edition of The Love Zone with your host, Ms. VIP, and La Pearl, La Negra.
Thank you. That was pretty awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're the hype man. That's what's up.
I mean, you guys are so amazing, man. Y'all need a hype man for as amazing as you all are, man. Listen, y'all are like the best team. Y'all, let me tell you what y'all are. You want to know what y'all are? Y'all are the people that everyone else call family when your real family ain't. You can fill in the blank. Y'all family.
That's what's up. We feel the same way about you. And the Get Down is the shiznit, I'm trying to tell you.
I'm telling
you. For real.
Oh, man.
We look for that stuff for real. Man, I'll be like at home.
Yes,
like,
we do.
It's getting ready. Come on. For real, mm-hmm. yes, definitely. I like the way you gave Paul that other
hey,
Joy, Mr. Hero,
never keep still. I mean, we was on the video call today, and he was moving. Like, dang, Paul.
Okay. Just don't ride with him, y'all. Don't ride with him. Your faith better be super strong. Don't ride with him. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Me calling on Jesus the whole ride. I'm serious. But now, Mr. Poetic, Mr. Meadows, what did you bring to tonight?
Okay. I bought a piece that I just wrote for this show today, and the title is "You Joking, Right?"
The mic is yours.
Why? Please tell me why. Why do you feel the need to see me one last time? We are over. We are done this time. No more suckering me into your need for closure when it's truly entrapment with several disclosures. Like that one last sexual encounter, trying to confuse my state of mind and surrender into a never-ending toxic relationship or this crazy situationship. You know what? Call it what you want. We are through. There's nothing left to discuss. Your words and actions I no longer trust. You use sex as a weapon to oppress the weak. Today, I'm stronger and turning my back on what you seek. Meaning there's no coming back to your manipulative ways, no matter what you have to say. Closure? You need closure? More like some more of this dick you don't want to lose, like when we were closer. But when you had it, you couldn't choose. It's okay to lose. Now you want to know why I'm leaving, because my heart is grieving. Over someone that didn't fight for what we had, over selfishness. Nevertheless, the only closure or entrapment you're going to get is not from me making you wet. When you think of me, I hope your pussy dries up like the Sahara Desert painfully, because I'll be remembering the love I have for me, because when you had it, you didn't know what it was to have and to hold, fight for love and be bold. So I don't have anything to say. Take your selfish ways to that man that will love you right now, because you lost the man that would love you forever. And this I vow. In peace.
Oh my goodness.
Yo, man.
I was like, you know what? I'm
okay.
Gonna mute myself.
We got one step.
I know. Oh, my.
Thank you so much.
Yes. I mean, you hope line dries up. You hope it dries up.
No, I know. Like the Sahara.
My Lord Jesus.
Damn, bitch.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
my.
That piece right there. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
I'll tell you.
Damn sure. Yes.
Damn.
Well,
wow.
hey, Diva, I guess he told her.
Guess the fuck he did. Oh, my God. I'll feel you on that. Yo, that piece was awesome.
I'm so stuck on the Sahara Desert.
Yo, damn. Oh, man. All right, love. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for the awesome piece. We're going to set you over in the Love Lounge. You can go over there and.
I'm going to go five, man, because, you know, this topic, man, when y'all come with these kind of topics, man, you just take me to some places, you know. You really take me to some places. So I appreciate
it's
y'all.
It's a good thing, though, right?
It is. It is, you know, because the past is designed to teach
next
you things.
Next week.
Oh,
next week. Don't want to be even
bad. Man. Oh,
I know that's
man.
Right.
Oh, man, I cannot wait. I am looking forward to
it. I love thought-provoking. Yes, yes, definitely.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to get y'all.
Bring it on.
Love it. Cool. All right, y'all. I can't wait for tomorrow night, y'all. I gotta find something.
Yeah, tomorrow night. All tomorrow right. night's going something else. Oh, it's going to be something else.
Yes, it is. All right. I got to pull out my special pen. all right, man. I'm going to set you up with a love now. Thank you. Okay. One
Thank
love,
you,
one night.
One love.
Baby.
Baby, baby. Yo, girl. That is only the second quarter.
They coming hard and they coming strong.
Man, people got stuff to get off their chest. I am I'm open to this, man. I'm loving this. Yes. Diva, before we get, we open up this next mic, can we get a station identification break?
I think we can. Let's see. My computer was acting up a little bit. I'm like, my goodness.
That's all right. Good time. Good time.
I know one thing. They coming. If they're going to keep coming like this, I'm going to have to, like, put my phone down or something. Start
Girl. Yes, because they are leaving it smoking. Sheesh.
I'm still chuckling over. I'm still chuckling. You hope it dries up like the Sahara Desert.
that part right there, I was like, damn. Ooh, made me grab my lady part. So I was like, whoa, damn.
I know, Sahara. Right? It's like,
really?
Man.
Oh my!
Did you really have to do that? Exactly. That's what I thought. My first thoughts was really, really poetic. Really, like really want it like that. I can't.
Yeah, I mean, he always brings an amazing piece, but that right there, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. That's what's up. Definitely.
Look,
and you know what?
Yoda Verbal, my dance has still got me all over the place. I'm like, well, damn.
Too. I'm stuck on, what did he say? Wait a minute. Who was that? He said special duty booty. I can't. I'm loving it. I'm sorry. I'm loving it. I'll tell you what.
You may have to. My computer's acting up.
I can find one. Don't worry about it. But I'm going to open
up
this next mic while I search for it. Could be the weather.
Man.
Don't even worry about it. We're going to open up this next microphone. I don't know who this is, but we're going to find out. Area code 410. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
It is the poet has spoken.
Hey, love, how you been? My goodness.
How
are you? Welcome back.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Yes,
how you been?
I've been okay. You know, pushing.
Yeah.
Trying to make something happen.
I know that's right. That's all we can do, honey. Keep it pushing. Keep it moving. That's what's
absolutely,
up. If
absolutely.
You don't, life going to move you. That was up.
If it,
so,
if it was for my role, you wouldn't be able to enjoy it.
There you go. There you go. Say no more. Now, to ask you this question. Your ex
man, that's total bullshit.
You.
Is in trap.
Trap. You got to let me answer.
Yeah,
You got to let me ask the question first.
All right, I'm sorry.
If your ex called you and said, baby, look, I'm sorry, but I need closure. I feel left open. I need something from you. Can you come back over here and talk to me? Would you consider
that?
No,
because I've been that person that used that. Mm-mm.
Oh, you
nope.
Use that, huh?
Nah.
He said,
it's
no.
Not even. That's okay. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know what what we was going off today until I started listening. So I wrote it while I was listening to y'all spit.
Awesome. Yo,
yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about.
About closure, I got something for you. But nah, I ain't falling into that trap, not even.
Nope.
He said, no, that's entrapment. Okay. I'll tell you on that. All right, well, I'll tell you what. I know you brought something, like you said, so whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, this is closure. So you want closure. It wasn't enough when I told you. See, you now know I'm a good man. Nah, I'm a great man. You couldn't see that when I was right in front of your face. Now you want to take the time to notice me only because I'm ready to leave. What you have to understand is my feet were made to move forward, and your closure would be backwards. I'm sorry to tell you, backwards don't live here. What you should have done was raise my crown, not completely put me down, not belittle me when your friends were around. Now you want to say I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I don't want to hear that shit. And I am done with you and your closure. Maybe you'll understand this. The door is no longer open for you to crawl, walk, or run through. The door is no longer open for you to hurt me. The door is no longer open for you to disrespect me. The door is no longer open for you to get me back, to lose me, to get me back again. The door is no longer open for your I'm sorry. The door is not open for you for anything ever. So let me translate that. If the door is not open, the door is closed. There's your closure. That's that piece.
I know that's right. I know that's right. That's what I'm talking about. The door is closed. It's no longer open. That's your closure. I know that's right.
Yes. Look, I like the first two lines. It was over when I told you. Like, yes.
Okay. Like that
all right. I was there. I was so there. I was really there.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Wonderful.
You want closure? Mm-hmm. Watch me close the door. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
going
to tell you something. If you force me to walk away from you, I'm telling you, it's a wrap. You want to miss me. I'm trying to tell you. You want to miss the fuck out of me because I put some sweet shit on your ass
absolutely.
You ain't never had before. I'm trying to tell you. And, man, please. That's even before the love. Okay. So you want me to believe that. Yes. Okay. I'm telling you.
Love.
They'll be going
thank
through withdrawal
so
like a motherfucker.
Oh
take it. Call me up. Please, can I talk to you?
What
you say? I'm trying to tell you. All right, before I let you go, you want to let us know what you got going on over there in your side of the world?
I'm on Instagram. I've started a new Instagram show on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 5 p.m. Eastern. It's called The Poet's Corner. We have the mics. We have features. Come check me out. It is thepoet.has.spoken. That's what we got going on right now.
All right. We're going to definitely check you out. And can you post that in the event page if you can get in there? If you can't, inbox it to me, okay?
I got you.
And I can put the information out there because I'm a fan. That's what's up. All right, thank you, love, for calling in. We're gonna set you up in the love lounge. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo, they are in here tearing it up, girl.
It was closure when I told you. What? Yeah.
I got so caught up in his go over here and look for the station identification.
We good. I got you.
Okay, well, let before we open this next one up, yes, and I'm such a fan of the wordsmith when it comes out, but we have to do this station identification break. It's two minutes into the 10 o'clock hour.
Oh, absolutely.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone on Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 to be heard and participate. We love you too. Now, Diva, we're going to open up this mic to the wordsmith. We got us double 34 music. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing tonight?
Hey.
I'm doing quite well, La Perla Negra and Miss VIP. This is a very great topic, and I've heard the first three, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, Poetic, and the third guy, I forgot how his name goes.
The poet has spoken.
Yeah.
And he has spoken. I appreciate that. Yes.
B-double.
Yes.
B-double.
Yes.
Baby, I miss you, and I need some closure. Can you come over tonight and talk?
This is where I go different than the three prior. So I'll be over.
Oh.
Lord.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Lord. Lord.
The mic is yours.
Well, I'll ready then.
This piece right here is called, Now I'm Your Masseuse. You broke up with me, looking like Tion Watkins from TLC with that Janet Jackson smile. Guess it was meant to be. You remember when I drew up the courage to step to you after I first saw your face, asking if we could spend some time? I was silently wanting you to spend the night. You said no at first, but you changed your mind. Knowing I was the other man to the girl that resembled Mary J. Blige. Or maybe she looked like the maid from Tyler Perry's The Haves and the Have-Nots. Never mind. I'm just rambling randomly through this reminisce. You needed space. But I saw in your eyes I was clinging to someone so fine as you. I gave you what you wanted, which gave another woman time to swoop in for some extracurricular activities with me, intimately inviting me in between her sheets. So I admitted trying to get with a porn star who looked like Jennifer Hudson, although you was freaking fake Morse Chestnut, which brought the mutual agreement I never signed. Well, you set me up in an apartment in a high-rise I couldn't afford across from yours, complex, calling me up after I was dumped by you, asking me, what was I up to and can I come over? Your lower lumbar has stiffened and my strong hands is the tonic, the medicine that you got a prescription for, just ain't hitting it. Guess I'm a freelance chiropractor you were asking for. My hand stroking your back, arousing your sexual appetite. You bit the head that used to feed you, saying in my ear pleading, you need me. Who was I to refuse your request as I caress your breast, making you lose control of your breath? I'm silk. You grab me as I go deep, touching the corners of your vessel walls. I smile from this revenge you never knew I had from you breaking my heart, causing you to confess you want to mother my next child unfortunately, I didn't know this wouldn't be the last time I'd make the house call. From mutual agreements arranged by mattresses squeaking, singing lyrics about your libido. Thanks for the needed release from that night and every other night that we had. But after 5 times, I resigned from this position, realizing we had fun with me not having emotions. But I won't be on the Maury Povich show when he reads, I am not the father. Thanks for my freedom. But if you really want to know what's happening in my life, hey, 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 I don't have the time no more for reruns. I thank you for your part in my life. I thank you for that season. I was that DJ that saved your life. You're not ready for me, the remix. In other words, in peace and freak you.
Okay. Hey, Dwayne. I love it. He always slips something in there that really just grabs me. The pieces grab you anyway. That's why we call you Wordsmith. But it's always that one particular part in there that gets you like, oh, damn.
And wait, and shoot you down to the ground that? Like a bird out of the sky. Bam.
Okay. Okay.
Just, I mean, bam. Just get you down.
So it's just like this. It's like, why refuse it when she's giving it to you? And you can leave with her spread eagle one more, and she can't have it.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. No, see, I'm going to tell you because, you know what, it's not always that easy for the woman to just let it go. If she's the one making the call, you, even if she's just the one coming back to you because you wanted some so-called closure, okay, it ain't that easy for her to let go. It's still emotions involved in there. Because 9 times out of 10, if she came back, if she called you, initiated that, she's still feeling some type of way about you, okay? Some women are just natural. Excuse me, ladies, excuse me, sisters, queens, whatever. Some women are just bitches. Okay, and they like, no, it's an ego thing with women too, okay? But for the most part, it's emotions, okay, that are allowing you access to her like that. When you talk about spread ego, damn, my hip bone hurts right now thinking about it. I ain't been in that position in a while.
See, I understand what you're saying with Pearl and Negra, but her closure... Her getting closure, that's none of my concern. I'm the one that's getting the closure.
Oh, okay. Lord. Okay. Lord. All right now. Okay. What's up? Right. Thank you so much.
That's the first.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. We're going to put you over there in the love lounge with Van and the Poet Has Spoken and Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. And you'll be nice to my bartender, Kalinda. Tip her because she does an awesome job. Okay.
I love peppermint schnapps.
She got you. She is the mixologist. She can make anything that you want. There's nothing out there. There's not a drink that she can't make for you. I'm telling you that now. She's just that good because I pay well.
Ladies, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. Hey, we got Baby Diva coming through. Let me open up her mic.
Hey, baby.
On the microphone. We got some female energy up in here. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Mama. How you doing, girlie?
How are you?
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Absolutely fine, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got to take it off a speaker. But hey, Ms. VIP, Ms. La Pearl and Negra, this is an awesome topic. I love it. And everybody is going through serious.
Everybody,
like,
yes.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have to put the microphone down and go in the cabinet and grab new microphones because they leaving the other one smoking.
Right.
Okay. I can't.
And my jaw is still on the floor from the last comment.
Okay. Child.
That and Sahara does it. Like, I'm done. I'm done.
Girl, he said, I hope when you think of me, you'll put me up like the Sahara does.
I clutch my pearls. I'm clutching my pearls.
Girl, right? I ain't clutch my pearls, but I clutch my pearl.
Okay.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Whoa.
Yeah, I can't. Let me tell you, I don't even want to imagine what something like that feels like. Turn up like the Sahara Desert? That's a horrible,
like,
horrible thing. You may as well do this death on her. Something like that.
Like,
you can
manifest
it. Just,
like, well, damn.
Girl. Man. Yo. Oh. Miss Essentially Janice, a.k.a. Penny, a.k.a. Baby Diva.
Baby Diva.
What? What did you bring for us? Oh, wait a minute. I got to ask the question. I got to start talking about the men. I'm not. It's these men. It's these men. They just throwing me all off.
Right.
All right, Danielle, come back to yourself. You're stronger than that, girl. All right, here we go. Now, if your ex called you and said, baby, I need some closure. I just want to talk to you. What do you say to that? Is that entrapment? Do you turn him down or do you fall into it and go ahead? Are you strong enough to go around him? What is that?
The first thing, I'm a Star Wars fan, the first thing I thought of when I saw that was that meme, it's a trap. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. But I'm so like, there's certain voices that are triggering for me. So if I see a number, I'm not answering that call. I don't have voicemail. Don't text me. Don't message me. Like, no, no. My mom has this saying, which, if you hear from somebody after a while, she calls it, that they're throwing a hat in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the part that I'm spoken is to see, you know, are you a dummy? How do you want to respond to this? They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Throw that hat in the door.
And I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Certain voices can trigger you. Vibrations that come from our vocal cords, that's what stimulates our ears, our inner ear, and sends signals and trickles and all kinds of stuff down into your body to make you respond a certain way, you know, and depending on how strong you are, you know, that will determine whether or not you're going to fall into that trap or not, because I told you, it's a bullshit word to me. It is entrapment.
Mm-hmm.
So
question the intent. If you walked away, like, what else do you have to say? You got to question that intent.
I don't go
and
backwards.
You have to protect yourself.
Say that. That's right. I don't go backwards. I have done it, but I learned the hard way about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't got to keep pissing on me and telling me it's raining. I'm trying to tell you. Okay?
Right.
I'm like, damn, miss me with the bullshit. I'm trying to tell you. I'm flying past your bullshit on a skateboard. I ain't playing with you.
Oh, my.
Leave it alone.
Wow.
That's right. Hey, I used
skateboard.
To be a convoy, but I can still ride. Anyway, let's get to this delicious piece that you brought us, because I know you brought something fantabulous. That's my new word, fantabulous.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So I wrote from the perspective of kind of like the reverse of this, where a person sought closure before the breakup, where it's kind of one-sided and you don't realize that the last time you saw them was the last time that you were seeing them. So that's where I'm coming from with this piece. And the title of it is Cognitive Dissonance. I thought I had more time. I think the older we get, the less tolerant we are of the time it takes to truly know someone, to build friendships. We think that our age and our experience give credence to a faster track. Get to know me better. Here's a list of questions. Where's yours? Perfect. Now check these boxes. I see that you skipped a few. Good day to you. And here we are, 3 years later. You reach out, and I hear regret. You to me, was I too hasty? Listen, I can only offer acceptance. That you got to hold me one last time and say goodbye. But it was a whisper, an indiscernible utterance meant for your ears only. Your closure was my confusion, and I can't say that I would have used you in like manner. But you know this, and as much as goodbye is best said with distance. In peace.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
All right now.
I can't get past your voice. I just cannot get
and
past
your voice.
And
you think I have a voice, that?
I'm saying, no, I hear your mm-hmm. words, but your voice is just, it's, what is the word for, it's just captivating. It's so
mesmerizing
and soft. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's just, it's satisfying
and, the next thing is
and
like
relaxing.
Done.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and you fall into listening to her voice and you want to hear the next word and the next word and the next word and the next word. And before you know it,
mm.
she's at the end of her piece and you're like, wait a minute.
Oh, 1 minute.
I want more. I want more.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get these things to be longer.
Oh,
but you know what? Look, we're all queens of the shorties, okay?
Right.
We are all queens of the short. Have you noticed that?
Yes. 1 minute and a half.
Okay. Yes. I am definitely the queen
Nothing
of short
with
pieces. Okay. And I surprised myself with that piece that I read because I was just I just wrote that like right before the show. Time was
mm-hmm.
closing in on me, so I was like, oh my God.
That question pushed your pen. That's what it was.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it did.
Excellent.
I didn't think I was going to do anything, but I never cease to amaze myself because I've come up with something like right before the show. I'm pressuring
mm-hmm.
myself, and
yeah.
that's when I do, you know, I just produce
the best work.
And that piece right
mm-hmm.
there, pen name, Baby Diva, essentially.
Baby Diva.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm about to graduate
yes.
from Diva.
Okay. Yes. Good. Thank you for that beautiful piece. That was awesome. And thank you for your voice. We love it.
That's why we lost every time.
Okay, and I'm about to send you over there with poetic, verbal minding, poets have spoken, and our words. You double 34 music.
Right.
But
we have got another one after this one now.
Look, my bartender, she's awesome. If you want to, you know, have a little space between you and the fellas, you can go behind the bar with her because she understands. Okay.
Yes.
She's all for
all
the queens.
Out.
Okay.
say hi
to Kalinda and ask her to fix you a drink. All the drinks are on me. They on the house. So she got you.
All right, man.
Okay.
Thank you, baby.
One love, one mic.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Well.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
This is our favorite fan. This is.
yo, let's let him in. We going from Penny to Mr. Metaphoria. Welcome to the love.
Well.
How are you doing?
It is nice to come up behind Penny. It is nice to bring up the rear behind Penny. I'm
just saying. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
what's going on with
Mr.
y'all
Metaphoria,
later?
Mr. Metaphoria, may I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
Baby, Mr. Metaphoria, I miss you. You know what I'm saying? And I need some closure. I just want to talk to you, baby. You coming?
Yeah, bareback. I sure am. Bareback. Let me give a shout out to the ladies out there in the world with the good coochie collarbones. Yes, I will come over bareback. Yes, I will. I'm one of them. I'll listen to an ex though. Like, I want to be that friend to an ex. You know what I mean? Because I want to be that motherfucker that listened to all her next problems or the next nigga she had and let her know repeatedly again, I was the best motherfucker you ever had. And I'm going to repeatedly tell you, funny. All these fuck-ups and shit, I'm going to let you know again. See, you had it great, but you ain't want that shit. So, hell yeah, I'm being that friend. But, like, if they call me over for some dick therapy, I'm there. Yes, I got, hey.
Oh, shit. He called it dick therapy. Okay. Wow. Okay. Damn, bitch. You got me typing in the wrong.
I do got a piece tonight, though. I wrote this early just for the show. All whenever right, y'all ready.
Well, whenever you ready, the mic is yours.
All right, this is called closure. Closure was needed. At least that's what you said. That there were no conversations, no mental stimulations, just relations in the bed. Tried and tried. I cried and cried. I prayed to bring this all to an end again and again. Wondering was it love that kept me or the sin of your beautiful skin. You were my lover as well as my best friend, and my best kept secret was I gave you my heart in hopes that you would keep it. Nevertheless, the cold, unforgiving chambers built on the foundation of deceit that resides behind your breast gave me false beliefs that within them I had an address. It pained me to see you leave, but pained me more to see you arrive. Your lips revealed the most beautiful smile, but your eyes sparkled with lies. Still, I refused to see beyond the disguise. We needed closure. But lust revealed through temptation's exposure repeatedly brought us closer, but never to a resolution. Imprisoned by what we wanted to believe, chained and bound by what we wanted to receive. The truth is, we were oxygen to one another when we were apart, but together, we couldn't breathe. So again, I tried to leave. We needed closure, but right when I began to close the door, you parted your knees and welcomed me back for more. And with one blind eye of misreception, I entered your palace of pleasurable lies. After muffled noises of satisfaction, I closed my eyes and slept. In a bed so pleasing, yet so misleading, I was kept. Tired of the crying. Tired of the lying. Praying to live for the times in which I've been your prey, I found myself slowly dying. Closure was needed. And finally, I found the strength to walk away. A part of me died that day. It was never to return. A lesson learned. You were my addiction, my toxic tradition of tempting availability. But now I found peace and tranquility, for I realized you were my piece of chaos. I no longer long to hold you closer. The truth prevailed over lies and opened my eyes to realize that it was I.
Oh, damn, we lost Dave. Call back in, Dave. Dang,
I know,
man.
He's got to call back in.
No, Dave, you
yes,
got to call
does.
Back
oh,
in.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Yo.
Oh, my goodness.
Dave, I feel like a junkie going through withdrawal right now. You got to call back in and finish that.
I know, right?
Lord.
Oh, my God.
I'm having an anxiety attack right now. You can't do that to me.
Yeah.
Bring your ass back in here. Oh,
I was all in the bed and everything. I was all over the place. Jesus.
Girl,
while we're waiting, girl, while we're waiting.
All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to do this real quick. I know we just had one, but we're going to do it again real quick, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Baby, baby.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Love Zone, and you are on Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to participate. My blog talk is acting up a little bit. It's dropping our call.
Yeah. The metaphor is
but
back.
But right now, oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. Let me find him. Where's he at? I don't see his. Where's he at? Open his mic, Diva, because I don't see his number. Where's he at? Open up his mic for me. You got him?
Ain't
this a bitch? Motherfucking blog talk shit and goddamn Google voice ass shit. Did I at least finish the piece before I got dropped?
No, can you start it over?
No, I think you're on your last, like,
please,
two or three lines.
No, I want the whole piece again. Damn that.
All right, I got you.
Yeah.
I'll do it over.
All right, the mic is
yours. Ready?
All
right. Closure was needed. At least that's what you said. Yet there were no conversations, no mental stimulations, just relations in the bed. I tried and tried. I cried and cried. I prayed to bring this all to an end again and again, wondering was it love that kept me or the sin of your beautiful skin. You were my lover as well as my best friend, and my best kept secret was I gave you my heart in hopes that you would keep it. Nevertheless, the cold, unforgiving chambers built upon a foundation of deceit that resided behind your breast gave me false beliefs that within them I had an address. It pained me to see you leave, but pained me more to see you arrive. Your lips revealed the most beautiful smile, but your eyes sparkled with lies. Still, I refused to see beyond the disguise. We needed closure. But lust revealed through temptation's exposure repeatedly brought us closer, but never to a resolution. Imprisoned by what we wanted to believe, chained and bound by what we wanted to receive, the truth is, we were oxygen to one another when we were apart, but when we were together, we couldn't breathe. So again, I tried to leave. We needed closure, but right when I began to close the door, you parted your knees and welcomed me back for more. And with one blind eye of misperception, I entered your palace of pleasurable lies. At the muffled noises of satisfaction, I closed my eyes and slept. In a bed so pleasing, yet so misleading, I was kept. Tired of the crying, tired of the lying, praying to live for the times in which I've been your prey, I found myself slowly dying. Closure was needed, and finally I found the strength to walk away. Part of me died that day and was never to return, a lesson learned. You were my addiction, my toxic tradition of tempting availability. But now I found peace and tranquility, for I realized you were my piece of chaos. I no longer long to hold you closer. The truth prevailed over lies and opened my eyes to realize that it was I who was seeking closure the entire time, and you were nothing more than a serpent of entrapment, seeking to overcome my heart and corrupt my mind. I may still love you, but the sands of togetherness are out of time. In peace.
Damn, Dave. Let me tell you something. I can listen to you every day, every single day, from your pieces to your pieces, every single day.
Oh, my goodness.
Your voice is like a powerhouse, and your pieces are exquisite. Yo.
appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you. Diva, yo.
The sin is in my skin. And sending us in her skin. Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Yay. Look.
Mm-hmm.
God. Well, what did you call her? Your what? Your what chaos? What was she? What you call her?
It was a piece of chaos.
Yeah, piece of chaos.
Yeah, I've been finding peace and tranquility. I found she was my piece of chaos.
Damn. Oh, that was deep. Good day. All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to set you over in the Love Lounge with Ben and all of them over there. Be nice to my bartender. She might be mixing drinks for you, too. So,
you just got to get to that now. I got three Viagra before I came to the show, and I got the condom already on.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
I'm finna show y'all some shit that you didn't know could happen. I'm finna divide a penny.
Oh my!
I can't stand it. Bye, Dave.
Put him in the Love Lounge. One love, one
bike. One love, one bike.
All right, now.
Lord, he's just about to divide. Oh, I can't stand it. Lord Jesus, help me. Oh, man. Oh, we got a treat.
Guess who's next
up
on the
here.
Mic?
Yes, we got ourselves a Joel Atterbury. Should I say King Atterbury? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good evening, ladies. How y'all doing? I'm good.
Hello.
Good evening to you. Awesome to hear from you. Wow.
I'm glad to be here.
Oh, that's what's up.
I feel a treat. Feel privileged.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I hear a lot of good things about the show, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I had to come through.
Oh, man.
Diva, you got him.
All right, well, I'm going to ask the question. If your ex called you and said, baby, I need some closure, can you come on over? Do you go ahead and give in to that, or do you realize it's entrapment?
That's entrapment. The only conversation she needs to say is, hey, I found Jesus on that. I've been going to church. That's the only thing I listen to. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's good for you. You know what I mean? And keep it moving.
I know that's right.
Yeah,
I know that's right.
Yeah, it's entrapment on that. That's my closure. You know,
okay.
Some people got all little tricks of the trade. You know, but when you grow from the situation you was in with them, they don't know you no more, but you might know them, or you don't try to be involved like that. You know, don't text me or call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Peace.
Oh, man.
Peace.
Yeah. I hear it. I'm right there with you. Trust me.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me. I understand. Oh. Yeah. Before you get into your piece, you want to tell us what you got going on over there in your world, your universe?
All right, over here in the King's universe, we got the Poetry Corner every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? We all getting involved and getting rocking and popping. You know, whether it's open mic or topic, you know what I'm saying, come in here and slam. So if anybody out there want to come through, just holler. You know,
mm-hmm.
Joel Washington Atterbury.
That's what's up, definitely. But I'm always sharing your posts, though. And I'm always lurking. I may not say no, I may not comment, but trust me, I subscribe to you on YouTube, and I watch the show all the time. I'm lurking, because I'm digging the posts. And plus, got some Epiphany family up on there. I gotta show love. I got to support them. So
yeah, no
I'm always right there.
They be showing love.
Oh, yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah, so. definitely. I might pop up one day. I got to get my nerve up, though.
I would love and appreciate that. It's family friendly. Nothing but love.
I know, but I got to get my nerve up. I really, really do.
It's like you ain't seen your cousin in a long time. You're like, yo, cuz, come on. You know what I'm saying?
I'll come over there one day. What you say, Diva? You know I ain't talking. Man, no.
Let me tell you. I'm nervous too, each and every time. Nervous.
You be doing
like,
great.
Real nervous.
But you
thank
do
you.
An awesome
and
one job, yeah.
Yeah, I think
well,
once
I
start, I'm okay.
Yeah.
You will.
Look,
okay.
Just come through. You know what I'm saying? Look, the arms is open on that. You know what I'm saying? family affair. Word.
I'll see what I can do. I gotta get my nerves on real here, bro. I'm trying to tell you, because everybody's watching. Everybody is watching.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
the speakers watching
me.
Yeah, they watch.
That's the beauty. That's the beauty, you know. But the streets is watching.
I know. I like
yeah,
to stay
goofy,
behind the
streets
scenes,
is watching.
Though.
Right?
Big brother.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
You
want to
be
watching.
One of the shadow
I
people,
know.
Huh?
Sometimes, yeah. Until I can feel out everything, and then I burst out on the scene like, "Hey, how y'all doing?"
Nah, I'll tell you. That's what's up.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, I know you brought something awesome for us to listen to, so whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This is a piece I call, title, Closure on a Poster. We're going to go like this. All chapters closed before I didn't know. It was written on the wall and painted on a window. Sight of vision blurred. To what really occurred. Did I get what I deserved? Maybe her life was lost in words. Lines of truth, unspoken actions, seen from vivid dreams. Was it a nightmare from light years, dirty from being clean? My eyes only accept what shined early from my birth. Third eye from outer earth helped me to avoid being hurt. Progress after the process about nonsense I had left. Built the armor so on karma than a marriage that felt death. Kept peace inside the beautiful side of me and just continue, living my life without the preview and remain with God's people. The sequel of never wanting to see or hear from you, there's a time and place for everything with others that been you. The memory of misery, so dark, ugly, and fucked up. If I ever hear you want to contact me, I'll be like, yo, get these nuts. Peace. King.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
He just ended
well,
like that.
Oh, my.
What?
I love it.
I'm like,
these
yeah.
Men tonight are coming too. They not pulling no punches. None. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You know what? You know what? It's always an open mic here for you, though. Always.
Appreciate
cannot be
that.
A stranger, okay? You ain't no virgin to the Love Zone mic no more.
Thank
okay.
You,
babe.
Yo. Appreciate you, queens.
Let me
be here.
All right, man. We're going to send you over there to the Love Lounge with everybody else. Be nice to my bartender. Her name is Kalinda.
I will.
Order what you want. Everything's on the house.
Right,
one love, one mic.
All right.
One love, one mic. Wow.
Man.
They just coming in.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Are they? They leaving me breathless. Jeez. Oh, man, we got all these beautiful men coming through. I don't do it myself. My goodness. These are real gentlemen, too. Intelligent, beautiful. I bet you they smell good. I only smelled one so far.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sure the rest of them smell. All right. We're going to open up this next mic. Oh, you just smell good. All right. We got ourselves Sir Lawrence. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Sir Lawrence? Are you there, Sir Lawrence?
Are you muted?
Sir Lawrence, are you muted? Going once, going twice. Sir Lawrence, are you muted? All right, well, we're going to have to come back to him. We're going to go over here to this is my boy, my ace boom coon. My buddy. Hey, Rahani, how you doing? Welcome to the Love Zone, Rahani. How you doing tonight?
Hey, hi.
Howdy. How are you?
Howdy.
How you doing?
Hi. Awesome. How are you doing? Right.
How are you
doing?
Oh, shout out to everybody. Shout out to King Atterbury. I see you, sir.
Okay.
I see you. Good
okay.
way. Reciprocation is wonderful, son. I love
Isn't it. Now?
Bring it to me. Bring it to me. I
yes.
like it.
He comes.
Like
he black. Came through correct. He came correct. Okay. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I'm so appreciative. Thank you. How you doing tonight, Harvey?
Well, I'm doing pretty fantastic. A brother just netted. Let me tell you how the wavelength has been working. The wavelength. You know what it is, Danielle. You know, we talk about the wavelength all the time. VIP, we talk about the wavelength. When I write, she's like, yo, I get on your wavelength. You write, you know, send me a poem, push my pen. We do it, right?
Yeah.
Go, ah, we do it.
Absolutely.
That's my new thing.
Absolutely.
Ah, ooh, we do it. All right. So,
we do it. All right.
Yeah. You like it, right? You like
writing.
That. That's good.
I like writing.
So you know, I've been running around Johnny in the bush, running around getting stuff done. You know, 30 project over here, project over there, project over here, project over there, and run them all at the same time while jumping up and down and doing poetry and acting like a general wild man like I usually do, right? Ha! Yes?
Wow.
Did you say
something? Mojave.
Yes?
Mojave, I miss you. Why don't you come over so we could talk? I need a little closer.
Wait. It depends. Now, listen. So if we're talking about you and we talking about your coochie collarbone, I'm in. But anyway, I'm in. No.
Oh, you heard that.
I'm with Dave on this one. I'm riding with Dave on this one. I'm riding with Mr. Metaphoria. I agree. I ride with Mr. Metaphoria. I'm in. All the way. Both feet, 10 toes down. In there.
Two steps.
Not two
toes.
Ooh,
I
would do that.
Wow.
I'm just saying. No, but I know. I'm playing. I'm joking. No, it's my ex. I'd be like, I can't give you a middle finger fast enough. Get the fuck on with that shit. Nigga, you're not punking me. No. I'd rather smoke crack.
Oh,
do drugs.
See.
Get poked in my ass with a hot poker. No.
Oh,
absolutely fucking not. You can kiss my motherfucking ass. You can jump off a big cliff. No. I'm just saying, right?
You are not right.
No.
Come over and talk.
Lord have mercy.
We ain't talking about shit. I'll be like, I hang up the phone. Like, every time I just hang up the phone. What? Excuse me? Click. You said what? Click.
Wow.
I'm just trying to talk to you.
Then.
Click.
Mojave.
Why are you being so ignorant? Click. I'm like, I'm ignorant. I pick up the phone. Like, I'm ignorant as fuck. Click.
See, here you go. His battery
is charged.
Oh, my Lord. Before you get into your piece, before she even asks you, wait a minute. Did you ask him the question, Diva?
I did. I tried to, you know, but yes. More of a yes.
No. I feel like Taylor Swift. We are never, ever, ever getting back together. I'll be singing. I'll be doing a white girl two-step. You don't play with me. It won't be happening. I'm like, listen. I did that experiment before. I tried to win. I lost.
Okay. Many a time.
So.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No.
Yeah. Well, so before you get into your piece, I want to know what you got going on over there in the Epiphany Universe.
Oh, wow. Since you, I'm glad that you asked me that question, Danielle, the Perla Negra. I'm going to answer that in short length. So, this next Tuesday that's coming up, we have the Honey Drippers event, Season 2, Episode 3, Ménage à Trois.
We are going to do you many different erotic pieces, sensual, intimate, brilliantly filthy, pieces based on menages or trois or groups, whatever you need. It's going to happen on that day. Now, I strongly advise that you get a drink. Roll up. Toke up. Get yourself ready. Sit next to somebody. Touch somebody. Touch yourself. We don't particularly care, but make sure you use coconut oil. It helps. And we'll be rocking out with that. And then the following joint, we are doing Thick. And Thick is a celebration of full-figured and curvy women and body positivity through poetry. Yes. We are coming in, and we're doing the egalitarian style. We're going to have sisters celebrating their bodies. We're going to have brothers celebrating their bodies. We're going to have everybody celebrating everything. The ode to the beautiful, not just because it's the body, but we're going to rock the minds, too. It's going to be about all this particular stuff. It's about being thick, having a thick mindset, understanding it's a good thing. We're rocking out with our socks up. This is how we're moving. So that's what we're doing. That sound good?
Mm-hmm. It sounds
vibrant. And then after that, and after that, on the 11th, we're doing War Council. We're doing we're doing Toxic Part 2, Toxic Supermen, Black Men's Pain. We're going to talk about black men and if women have ever hurt men the same way that men have hurt them. And it's going to be a male-focused incentive to talk about the pain of men. And we're going to invite the council to talk in, but we want you to understand it's about the men. We're going to talk about men and their responses to being emotionally broken by women. Real shit. Mm. Lots of pouring going on. We getting it ready. Brothers, get your stuff ready. This is the time. This is the place. We're going to start accepting questions because we're going to guide this discussion. It's not a free-for-all. Don't get up here and talk about, well, you know, men are such and such. We will hang up the phone on you. It's not that kind of party. We're really going to talk about men and their pain. That's the point. That's the piece.
Okay.
I think I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
The mic is yours.
All right. Hold on. Wait. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Oh, okay. Now I'm ready. Okay. Hold it. All right. Okay. I can feel you from here. Eyes peering deeply, passion crouched, waiting to pounce and consume. I bare my throat, waiting to show my submission to your desires, opening resistance, subjugation to your will for you to speak sexy, whisper to my horny, bid it to come forth and serve. Wrap me gently, not harm. Make soft, hard, and then soft again. Draw out my intentions. How may I please you? I'm so selfish your V makes me share. You take all of me. Bind. Two bodies. Entwined in affection. Cultivating familiarity with intimacy and exploration can truly speak wordlessly. For some dream on planes beyond tangibility, seeking a refuel encounters on contacts of skin to skin, lip to lip, palm to palm, breath to breath, and desire to desire. You are likely to hear me ask you while I press and stir if you know where you are as I push and reach and if you know what you have when you open your eyes and do you know what you see? Are you searching to know what you seek while I'm at your center? Is it my essence or my mere presence? Two bodies, flesh manifesting, convergence of flesh, transcending energy, calling forth consciousness far beyond the voice of articulation, but if we listen to our two bodies speaking in tongues, fingers, toes, knees, torsos, elbows, smalls of backs and bases of necks, curves of shoulders and grooves of joints, slopes of thighs, depths of unseen landscapes inside. Poem.
Do you have to read like that? I mean,
every time, people. I don't know why we don't drink before he comes. Right before he comes, go.
I'm trying to veer away from indulging in alcohol so much because it's just something that I need to do for myself. But damn it, Mojave. You make me that. Let my hair, I have to take and let my locks down because I love the way they feel when they hit my shoulders. And just lean back and put my feet up and cross on it and be like, just listening to your voice. You just got a way of reading.
I keep going and again. I'm just
well, goodness. Yes, Lord.
Well, it was either that or I have a second part to the kiss piece that me and Janice does. Y'all call her Penny, Baby Diva. Whatever, what have you. I stick with Janice. Essentially.
Oh, that's
essentially her. I wrote another piece, and I was like, yeah, I should do it right now. I said, no, I'm not going to do it right now. Let me do this.
That piece was beautiful, too. Oh, my God. That was just, and you knew what you was doing getting her. That voice and your voice, y'all see.
Yeah.
Right.
Ridiculous.
It ought to be a log instead that's smooth.
Okay, just kill us. It's okay. Look, it's okay.
All right, Rahavi, thank you for coming through, love. We're going to put you
thank
over
you
here.
Thank you so much,
love, ma'am, for everybody else. Be nice to my bartender. Her name is Kalinda, and she'll fix any drink that you want.
I'm always nice to the bartender. I make sure that everybody gets their drinks. I make sure that everybody's good. And I make sure that everybody can do the naked huckabuck, because that's my power. That's my secret superpower, is getting everybody to do the naked huckabuck. So we're going to get out of here and get huckabuck. Everybody.
Well, all right.
Shout out to my cuzzo, because I know he's somewhere around here. Cuzzo, I see you. Don't worry about it. I'm going to call you after the show.
All right.
All right.
Bye, Mommy. One
right,
love.
Bye. One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
Before I open up this next line, wait a bit. Before I open up this next call, it's Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, you have approximately 5 minutes before 11 o'clock to get in here. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300 and press that 1. After 11 o'clock, the Blog Talk lady will shut you down. She will not allow you access. So please come on, call in. Put your hands up if you're calling in and you haven't put them up so I can hear your poetry and get some insight on these questions. Now, what we're going to do is open up this next mic. Speaking of men smelling good, yes, I had the pleasure of being that close. Up to J. Rob, the wise son. Wait a minute. Ooh, wrong mic. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry. Here we go. Here you are, dear love. J. Rob, the wise son.
Hello, J-Rob.
How are you doing tonight?
Yes, treat a brother like a bald-headed stepchild.
So how are you?
Yes, how you doing, love?
I'm all right now that my mic is on. Joe's like, okay, we got you. I'm good now.
I'm sorry. Something happened. I don't know. Your number just like jumped up and moved out of the way, and I hit the wrong number.
That's
Diva, he smells wonderful.
So that's it.
My brother keeps the smell goods in hand. I can't be walking the street smelling like, stuff.
That's all right. It's all right, too. Yes. So, Diva, who asked the question last? Was it me or was it you?
It was me, so it's your turn.
All right. Okay, Rob. Love, if your ex called you and said, I just want to talk. I need some closure. Can you come over? Would you go, or do you consider that entrapment?
No. During next week.
Say that again.
I said your ex for a reason. And I'm friends with two ex-girls.
Okay.
Our relationship has never been such that there's ever been let's get back or let's do back or let's have closure. We're just a hell of a lot better off being friends than anything else. The woman who tore my heart and let me watch her eat it for dinner, I ain't that forgiving. She could never call me and be like, I need closure because I'm still hoping she get hit by a truck.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel you on that. I feel you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not good with heartbreak.
I hear that. Before we get into your piece, can you tell us what you got going on over there next door tomorrow night on Get Down?
Hell no!
No? Oh, why?
I'm kidding. Dig this. Everybody who's listening, y'all need to come through with the best piece you got. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and yours truly, that dude who represents the Dark Knight. We're having poetry awards. Legitimately, we are handing out poetry awards. Sensual, best true concept of romanticism, best use of words, best metaphor, best storyline, best, you know, what we've got, I think, 30 categories. We are really giving out awards. So come through. Spit whatever piece you think people want to listen to. And I don't care what it is. There's so many genres to poetry, it doesn't really matter. I mean, Van and I came up with 20 categories, and that's not even the tip of the iceberg when it comes to categories, poetically speaking. So whatever is your thing, come through. Van and I will give it a judgment call, and we'll rock the man. This is going to be pretty damn dope. And I'm serious.
Right.
I'm definitely serious. We are giving out awards. We really are.
Okay. Oh, man, just to hear y'all and to have a conversation with you guys is reward enough for me. I'm trying to tell you because I love y'all. And so Get Down is like, man, that show is popping. I'm trying to. It's one.
Oh, we love the show.
Y'all got to call in tomorrow night. I'm trying to tell you, okay? Come spit your piece. Come have some commentary, some camaraderie, whatever. Just call in because we Get Down is that show. Yeah.
I'm trying to do a couple of different things. And the fact that we're actually really giving away certificates and, you know, acknowledging poets directly, like literally directly, we're not acknowledging poets. This is one for the book. It's one thing to do a live show, but to do a live show and actually acknowledge all who enter is going to be something new for a lot of people. I think you're going to do it.
Oh, man.
I don't care what piece you got. Just come through.
Oh, I have no doubt it's going to be an awesome show, as always. Man, you guys are the shit. I'm trying to tell you. We love this show. But yes, y'all come through. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to the sound of my voice, you have made it into overtime with us here in the Love Zone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Robinson. Mr. Wise Son.
Mr. Robinson, that's my father.
No.
I'm just Jay.
Well, Mr. Wise Son, I just like putting Mr. in front of it. Jay Rob, Wise Son. Well, I know you brought something. I just know you brought something awesome for us to listen to. And whenever you are ready, Mike is yours.
I hope you all did this. Peace of Pulse. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The other night while I was stressed and depressed, I sat down and I reread the letters that I wrote you over the years and over the years and over the years and over the years, over and over again. Every period of time, I just felt like a bigger fool for letting my heart get involved when I wanted to just smash me. But I'm a man. And those perky things and rear view chocolatey cakes got my attention with subliminal suggestions, caused diamond cutting erections, and the next thing I knew, I was everything I clowned men who were sprung over pretty women talk about. And I was awestruck. My boy said, "You caught up." All in my feelings, I couldn't let any of this go. Asking, "Where did you go? Why can't I let her go?" All I know is that this feeling is for the fucking birds. I stopped being me. In order to keep you, I cheapened the man that I used to be just to be with the woman who happened to be in the end meant nothing. And now look at me after I let my guard down. But something tells me that this shit is the power trip. Because I know now that you really didn't want me, but chose to impede whatever silver of smiles my happiness brings, asking me who I'm seeing as if you ever really, truly do to give a fuck. And because I know I'm caught up, I got to find a way to get past the addiction called you. So after staring at a bullet meant for my own demise, I decided to cease with the cries, and I took all 55 letters. I chopped them up into a fine powder that looked sniffable, and since it was printable, because it was all principle of the situation, and before I inhaled those letters to you, ink and all, by giving it to my darkest desires, I thought I pretty much would accept, saying, "You know what? I'm going to inhale you in my life." But a gust of wind blew all the powder off my plate, thus making sure that you were out of my life and never ever in that system again. I am what God said all slaves should be, and I am free. So if I seem like I'm close to ever letting that kind of love ever come shining in ever again, I swear the next woman that I allow to breathe into my path better be a fucking hurricane, because the wall that I built to protect my heart is pretty unbreakable at this point. So thank you for the bricks of mortar. I'm good. Bye. Thank you.
Whoa.
Yo. He said the next time that'll be a hurricane.
Ooh,
got some walls of Japanese steel up there, because that's almost impenetrable. Whoa.
Okay, all right, Jamal. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. I was there at one time in my life, too.
Okay. Man,
these men coming through. Y'all,
brother can't always write about, you know, kisses and hickeys. So, you know, there's the other side to that coin.
Of course, because it's more to life than that. You know, we got sunshine and we got rain. Yeah, we got clouds and storms and all kinds of stuff that come through, tsunamis and I know, I understand. Believe me, I understand. You're a good guy, man. It's all right, though. But I dig that. That
I be trying.
Awesome.
I be trying.
Yo. Yo.
Thank you,
wow.
Lady.
Diva. Diva. Because
she's
giving a little
comment on you. Every time.
I
can't even say a thing. I'm like, what? Mm.
Come through here like the A-train at noon. It just. Lord have mercy.
Better be a hurricane.
Okay, ladies, y'all heard that, right? You got to be something super, super special. Okay, it's got to be divine intervention with this one. Okay, I feel you. Thank you, J-Rob, for coming through.
Thank you. One love, one love.
Yeah, one love.
One to one, y'all.
Ain't nothing. Woo. All right, we're going to open up this next microphone to area code 502. two. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic? Area code 502. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello. Hi. It's Wendy. How are you? Hey, Gwen. How are you? I am good. How are you? We good. What's going on, Mom? What's going on? Not a whole lot. Just, you know, one day at a time.
I know that's right. I know that's right. That's what's up. Yeah. Well, Diva, you have to ask her the question.
I do. Gwen, man calls you and says, baby, I really need to see you. I need closure. This can't end like this. Do you go?
Oh, my God. I told y'all before, I don't know how to walk away from anything. I don't know how to leave. I've never known how to leave, so I'm screwed.
Oh, Lord.
Physically. Like, I don't know how to leave, like, seriously. I can't tell y'all enough. Oh, my God.
Even with your ex, so if your ex calls you up and said they need closure.
I mean, because I'm married, I wouldn't go, but I'm saying, like, when me and Chris, we got married in 1998 and we got divorced in 1999. And honey, the longest I ever didn't talk to him was for 30 days, and that was just to prove a point. And then we ended up getting married again. So right there is all y'all need to know. I don't know how to walk away.
Wow. What's your sign, Gwen? What's your
Libra.
Sign?
Libra.
Okay. Yeah, Libra the scale. I get it.
Okay.
We all do it when we're growing up in our lives, y'all. So I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Before you get into your piece, do you want to let us know what you got going on over there on your side of the universe?
I don't have anything to share right now. And if I do, it's totally slipping my mind. So I did the workshop with Murder last Friday. I don't think I have anything this week.
Okay. I like that workshop. That was pretty cool. You pushed my pen to I almost broke the point.
It was fun. And I try to make people uncomfortable, but I wanted that one to be more fun since we didn't have the face-to-face. I don't want to make people too uncomfortable, but originally it was supposed to be like to change like a community thing that you would change, a community or a personal thing. But then I was like, you know what, I'm going to make it a little more fun. I'm going to try to include DMX, just kind of revise it for phone because we don't have that face-to-face, and I thought it might be a little different. But I'm glad y'all liked it.
Oh, yes. And the next one I'm definitely coming through again. Because I really enjoy my stuff. I like that drawing. I like my pen being pushed.
Like y'all's pieces, too. Y'all's pieces were so good, and y'all were like, no. But your pieces were good. Like, I was so impressed with what everybody put together.
You know why? Because they were separate, and you made us just, like, read it into one big piece. And we really didn't know that they were going to turn out like that, they were going to sound like that. But they actually did come out to be pretty good.
Yeah.
So
y'all
you never know what
like
you can do.
Everybody had their own way. Yeah, I love that.
Yes,
everybody had their own way. It was just dope. I enjoyed it. It was fun working with y'all.
Absolutely. All right, love. Well, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, I think I'll just do this one. This is a true story of what transpired when they met, a true story of who they were to each other, a true story of what went down. No metaphors, no visions penetrating the mind, no envisioned souls setting lightly, no mic, no control, no sound. See, he was a boy who wanted, he was heaven. One day he would knock at the door, asking could she come out, and if not, he would inquire as to what's necessary to get inside the gate. He was quite inquisitive, imaged with courage, courageous at heart, but heart is not what he chose to live by. And his most used sense was taste. Like crumb, he was a taste creator. Each time he gently bit, she found nourishment. She never claimed to be the treasurer of good home cooking. She never vowed that her books were filled with recipes of fire, nor did she flaunt a menu. But of all the men, you came to be the next piece of poetry, and she became the hook of your new song, and you were the wind when she would wind down. Current day, wind chimes surround her because they bring her peace, but that you never did. She was the bush nestled amongst poetry in a forest of words, and you wished to trim them with your own style of similes, adjectives, and verbs flowing. You would pour when she was the jug. Like Lonnie George Johnson, you kept her super soaked. Slippery when wet, she'd hang on to love through lust. She was both empty and full at the same time. Draining her with just a simple hug, you retrieved all of her energy. She never needed your embrace. She didn't need your goods. She let you trick for magic, and disappearing acts sometimes bring havoc. You brought her particles of your soul in shreds, which only she could thread, making whole, comforting like a quilt. But what you were unaware of was her share of elegant listening and analytical skills, that damn Libra. Eloquently and with a touch of G, you spoke, but what you didn't know is that even in silence, you vibrated like speakers. Beautiful but boastful sound came from you, beating from your chest. You was like Dr. James West, acoustically accurate, but your turn-up always let others down, and she was the sound wave, so your disturbance could no longer propagate. See, I fantasize, y'all. That's the end of the piece. I fantasize about leaving. And saying what somebody can no longer do.
That's all right. Like,
okay, propaganda stops today. Okay. I tell you, propaganda stops today, yeah. But it don't.
Man, that piece was fire too. Everybody came through. Yeah. And awesome pieces. Oh man. Oh, Gwen, thank you so much for coming through, love. Man, I'm gonna put you over here in the love lounge for everybody.
Yes.
And make sure you say hi to my vendor. Her name is Kalinda, and she got you. Whatever kind of drink you want, she can make it.
I need all that.
Drinks
thank you. Y'all have a great drink night. Okay, y'all have a good week too.
Thank you.
You too, baby.
You too.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo, that's what's up, man.
Hey,
we got Bella on the line next. Hey, Bella.
Yes.
Welcome to the love song. How you doing, love?
Hola, Bella.
Hola. Hi, La Perla. Hola, chica.
Hey. Hola, ¿cómo estás? I'm good. Yeah, you too. Oh, man. What you got going on, love? How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Just got out of from work and trying to chill. And then I was listening to you guys, and I said I will call a Perla because I was enjoying the show, really. And I love people who called in. Yes, and there was this one man who used metaphor. He was so good about it. I forgot his name.
Okay. Which metaphor did he use?
He used a lot of, I think he read like five, the fifth guy before me, I think, or I forgot. And then he was so good with his poetry. And I wanted to read it because I'm more of a reading person than to the hearing one, so I could feel it more. But I think, was it Mojave? I forgot.
It could have been Mojave. Crazy yourself. Mm-hmm. Ain't no telling. No telling. He goes for what? It could have been. But I got to ask you the question of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And Diva, I believe it's your turn to ask the question.
I thought it was me. I thought it was you.
Me? It's my turn? Okay.
But anyway.
All right. Bella, if your ex called you and said, Bella, my love, I need closure, can you can you please come over? Would you go, or would you see it as entrapment?
I'll watch, I'll turn on my PC and then watch Netflix and then eat ice cream, maybe.
that sounds like a yeah. great idea to me.
I hear you.
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Ice cream sounds very good at this point.
Oh, that's
the perlas.
Oh, on Netflix and some ice cream. Yes, yes, I love it.
Yes. I like the ice cream, for real.
Okay, yes, yes. Okay. I'm with you, girl. I'll tell you what. I know you brought something beautiful for us to listen to. I am such a fan of your work. Oh, man. And whenever you are ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you very much, La Perla. And I have created, I think I wrote this long time ago. And it's not about hate, you know. It's something that I would do, I guess. I am the damnation. So that is the title of the poem. Okay. And I admire what his eyes can see, chaos and misery, a beauty that made the ground bleed, dreams that gave sky reasons to breathe pungent howling. There were times stars collide, making each point the fallen ones. They still walk away with grace. Do you know how it feels to be touched by fallen stars? Would you like to see how it feels? Run your fingers through my hair, then my name. Can you feel me? Can you feel my curves? Can you feel my edges? How about the scars on my shoulder blades? Once upon a dream, clouds of flumule blossomed there, each one's emblems cottony floret, spreading wide to give out warmth. Now they are burning embraces, furious and hated stung, snatching light, imbibing souls. See, you created this. You took my empathy, ignited my spirit with wrath. Do you know how it feels? Would you like to see how it feels? Puncture your hollow breast, pierce that shallowness till carmine peel trickles, till you kneel and bleed nails. See, not all creations are scintillating. Just like me, I used to glitter, now sinking in delirium. So I embraced my creator. I sunk in his arms, but I am still breathing, etching your damnation. And boom.
Wow. Wow.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, I love, even with your heavy accent, I love to listen to you read your pieces. And the words are just heavenly. You just have a way with words in your pieces, Bella. Oh, my goodness.
We have another mesmerizer.
Yes. Okay. That's exactly what she does.
You're welcome.
Mesmerize. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bella, we're going to send you over there in the love lounge for everybody else. You go get yourself a drink. All the drinks are on me, and say hi to my new bartender. Her name is Kalinka.
Thank you very much, both of you. I appreciate being here.
Thank you.
Yes. Don't be a stranger,
mm-hmm.
lady. All right. One love, one mind.
No, ma'am. One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
Yeah. Wow. You see who we got next, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got this.
Okay. Hey, for real. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, what it do, guys? What it do? I wasn't
ready. What it do? What's going on,
what
love?
Hey, you got
How
the
are
best
you tonight?
Hand. I'm just sitting back. I'm okay. I'm at the plantation. I'm just chilling. I'll be taking some tests, but if I don't finish taking these tests, they're going to make my ass sit down. That's how my night is going.
Okay.
For real. Honey Bunches, can I ask you
yes.
a question?
Yes.
You know, Honey Bunch, I want you to make it do what it do, you know, because I want to talk and I need some closure. Are you going to come over?
Damn straight. Oh, wait a minute. I thought you were asking me personally. I'm sorry. No. That's the question. No, I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed right now. But no, I'm not going to come over because you know what? It took me too long to get over because we ended. We had ended without any closure. You know what I'm saying? And it took me some time to get over what, you know, what we had. Therefore, I don't think I want to step back in it for a minute.
Okay.
But it took quite some time to get over it. And so, therefore, I have to, regardless of my inner feelings or anything that I feel, I would have to say no. You know, because I think what we're doing right now is using the word closure out of context. Okay? Because closure is something that's basically needed and wanted and longed for by the party that was fucked up upon. If you can understand what I'm saying. Those that dump on people, those that abuse or fuck up a relationship, they don't look for closure. They look for that next other. You know, it's those that get hurt out of a relationship for no apparent reason, don't know why this is ending when they've done everything that they can. You know, but they shared all the love that they have to give. Those are the ones that look for closure. The reasons why, like that. You know, those that go around hurting people, they don't put no closure. So don't call me looking for a goddamn thing.
I'm here. Well, for real, darling, love bug. Before you get into this piece, can you tell us what you got going on over there in your world on Monday night, please?
Girl, let me tell you something real quick. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I got to step away from this computer. Hold up. Monday night at Epiphany Radio. Excuse me, y'all. Am I hear some people talking? Excuse me, ladies.
Oh, my God,
So on Monday night at the Inspiration. Oh, at the Inspiration Factory. See, y'all got me some confused right now. Monday at the Epiphany Closet. Monday night at Epiphany Radio, y'all. It's turning out to be a madhouse. I think what it's all about. And I'm just it's going to be something
for real, about you're poetry. Breaking up real bad.
F.A. Hey, I can't help it. Can you hear me now?
There you go. Awesome.
Okay. I'm just saying, Monday night at the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio is just poetry, y'all. Poetry and a lot of fun. We have fun. We're supposed to be picking up our pen, but that seems to not happen because of the number of callers. So no matter what's going on, just know that you can come over Monday night, have some fun, and have some poetry, no matter which way we give it to you. Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
9 o'clock p.m. at Epiphany Radio.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And that's that piece.
And that's the piece.
Now, I know you brought something fabulous for us. Fantabulous. That's my word. Fantabulous for us to listen to. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I was hurt by love. I still can't get her off my mind. After all these years, huh? Maybe it's just the experience that feeling that was felt, you know, open hearts and transparency, that sensation I longed for and finally having the chance to experience it. I believe that she had to. It was something straight out of a novel, pure ecstasy. Finally living what was at one time just a fantasy, all the things I dreamt of being when I felt that special she. The way I held her in my dreams, I held her in reality. The way we kissed in my slumbered sleep, we kissed in reality. Kissing just a kiss, most times catching her off guard with kisses. That look on her face, she had my complete attention. Even when my back was turned. And when we made love for hours with our clothes on. So much friction, eyes closed, peeking now and then at hers and smiling inwardly, seeing how much she was into it, sharing moans of pleasured expression between each other. We danced, allowing the room to spin. I could feel her heart beating through my chest each time she inhaled. Her exhale in mine was where our souls first met. Our souls made love, as we made love with our clothes on. Finally, I had never been so happy, so very happy. Then came the nightmares that ruined that dream. I had fucked up, see. I had forgot our anniversary, and she didn't take it well. She actually broke up with me. While in my inbox, that's how she left me. Just like that, gone. No closure. Incomplete. Love's cupboards bare. Her heart's beat no longer there. Crumbs of what once was. Leaves of trail I cannot follow. Why should I? It only leads to the ghost of what once was and someone I once knew or who no longer cares. Fucked up. Misunderstandings. I'd be a fool to believe that shit, see. That bitch was in a relationship with someone else's dick. See, I had slipped, and she took advantage of it. My heart hums seasonal songs of love, seasonal love songs about love that once was, but is no longer home. Homeless. A house is just a set of brick walls when love is gone. Empty halls, whispers, hurtful echoes, memories are painful things. The emptiness, the stillness of things, dimmed lights, gloom now are the window's panes. She took it all. Selfishness, left nothing. Anguish lays like dust over everything, covered over furniture and family portraits, rained down on my heart's parade. The party's over. Let's make a toast. Here's to those who collect tears like souvenir memento. Keepsakes, we keep safe, yo. I trashed them all, though. If that would release me from the past, yo, from the past, yo. After all this time, I still miss her, though. Where did the love go, bitch? Wantings. Thought that was what I needed. Longed for, longingly, wanting for life forever, forevermore. Dysfunctional, fuck that. Life's a relationship, love, fuck that. Tasting small sips, wanting more. Now sour is the taste, bittersweet. What a waste, pungent, dried up like raisins. Thorns once pruned have again reclaimed the rose. Stems unable to be held, so its beauty can only be gazed upon by from distance, but its fragrance remains. Love's fragrance. Fuck that. Taunting like unwanted memories of what used to be, but still nostrils remember the sweet aroma of yesterday. Yesterday is gone away. Blown loosely by soft winds like tumbleweeds tumbling over our once upon a time wantings rolling by. What we wanted. Memories of the thing. All the beautiful dreams and things we wanted, you and I, our lovely wantings. I thought that was what I needed, but no, bitch. It was only what I wanted, for real. But still, I miss her. Fuck, there was no closure in peace.
Damn.
Wow. He went in and stayed in. My goodness.
Thank you.
Thank you. My gracious.
Woo-hoo. So I'm speechless.
All right.
So,
I know, right?
I'm spent.
I'm
sorry, y'all. I should have warned y'all. My little brother wrote that for me, Poetic, you know.
Oh, boy.
So I dedicate that to my brother, Poetic. I hope a pussy dries up like the Sahara Desert.
I feel you, man.
One love, bro. That's my bro. That's right. He know what to say.
All right.
That's what's up. Definitely.
Thank you for that. Well, thank you so much.
When you get a chance, you can tip over there to the Love Lounge and meet my new bartender. Her name is Kalinda. She's really nice. And drinks are on me. Okay.
All right, loves.
Baby. One love, one life. Yo, we got one last caller.
Diva.
We got to get to.
Diva, I don't think I see the caller any longer.
Oh, I see him.
You still see the caller?
I'm going to open his mic one last time. And try.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, Lawrence, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing? Oh, he must be muted. I don't know what's going on, but all right. Well, that was actually the last caller of the night. So, I believe that was the last caller of the night. Yes, it was. Let me tell you, this show. These men.
It was amazing.
And my queens came through too, but the men burned the microphone up. I had to drop each microphone when they tried to hand it back to me because it was just too hot for me from the first to the last. They just brought it.
Absolutely.
Okay? And I was loving it. You got any last words for everybody?
It was a great time. Wonderful. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in tonight. And y'all make sure y'all tune in next week, because if you thought this topic was good, next week is going to be better. So y'all get ready.
Okay.
Y'all stay safe. Yes, wear your mask. It's not over yet. All right? All
yes,
right,
indeed.
Diva.
Yes, indeed. Oh, man. I just want to say thank you to everybody that called in. Oh, man, y'all brought it tonight. I'm loving it, all the love and all these exquisite pieces. Y'all just took me there tonight. Man, this is the best by far. Trying to tell you, and I love you guys for it. And what I want to say is what I always say, you know, continue to love yourself. Get that good relationship going on inside with yourself, because that's where spirit resides. That's where God lives in all of us. And you get that good relationship going with him, honey, can't nothing touch you. Continue to love one another as well. But be safe, because this germ out here is ugly and it's real. And it does not care. It does not discriminate. Okay? It will snatch you. Okay? And get a hold of you. All right? And if you're not strong enough, it's going to take you. Okay? But you continue to be safe, practice your social distance, and wear your mask, take your medicine, stay healthy, get lots of vitamin C up in you, and drink plenty of water. And guess what? Don't get upset. Something bothers you, hand it over to your beloved above. He'll take care of it for you. And know that he's taking it from you. Believe that, all right? I love you guys. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left.
said a father left a youngin. He said he'll be back with that same. So that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad for in your violence. I hold on like leaving fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I thought to God he must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys or my granny, still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah, tell me when does cry, do you hear him, love? And if my shit go down, tell me who will afford. And they won't let me live, even when we must that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I think positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No! It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.